Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So if you remember before the draft, when Washington had been so inactive in free agency, it came up at one of the last public comments, opportunities for Rivera. I think it might have been the owners' meetings or something where he'd had some kind of a breakfast and talk with the local media. He said, we're going to be more aggressive after the draft. And we're waiting for that tier, that phase. He called it the second phase. I'll call it like the fifth phase of free agency, right? Well, we're there now.
Mm-hmm.
And the draft is come and gone. And luckily, Washington looks like they've added some pieces that could play because they really have done nothing in free agency almost literally since the start of the process. They have added two new starting guards likely, both former Panthers under Rivera who are going to replace guys who might be better than them that left. Sheriff is unquestionably better than Trey Turner. I didn't want to pay him anyway, so cool there.
Yep.
And Flowers has been better recently than Norwell, who was at one point in time really, really good. And so I'm fine with that, too. No issues at all.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, it's not like you're adding to a weak area or something, or you're upgrading. You've lost two starters, both by choice, and you've replaced them cheaper, and you might get what you pay for a little bit. You might fall off in production. We'll see. But I'm fine. It's guard. I don't care about the position that much, and I think they've done just fine, and they've got two decent enough NFL guards. Otherwise, F.A. Obada, depth defensive end, may or may not make it, may or may not play a lot, we'll see. And a depth wide receiver, who's also a former Panther, although unlike the other three former Panthers, he never played for Ron Rivera. But that's what we're looking at. That's the whole offseason at this point. And they said, well, we're going to be active. So I'm just wondering when that's going to be. Does that mean they're going to pounce as guys get cut, a la Charles Leno? Does that mean if someone becomes available they like, they'll go after them? Because I'll be honest with you, Danny, when I heard that James Bradbury was cut, I thought, well, this could work out beautifully for them. They got money they can go spend on James Bradbury now. They seem to have no interest based on what we found out so far.
Yeah, no urgency.
Who's calling? Similarly, Melvin Ingram signed a one-year deal, $5 million, just the other day with the Dolphins. Ingram played this past season with two teams. At times, looked like he can still do it. In 15 games, I know he only had a couple of sacks, but pressured the quarterback early in the season with Pittsburgh, had a couple huge games for them. I would have spent $5 million to make him my third defensive end with Chase Young coming off of a torn ACL and Montez Sweat coming off a disappointing season, three-time Pro Bowler. Again, they weren't in on that. So I'm just wondering, they said the aggressiveness would come after the draft. It hasn't started yet. Like, when are we thinking that's going to come?
Two possibilities that I can see. Possibility one, they just don't have money. They don't have cash. They can't go spend, and cost is a factor.
Well, it's important you clarify because they have salary cap space
sure.
if they want to use it.
I just mean real dollars, like in a bank account right now that you could pay somebody to sign a contract or something. Again, I'm not reporting that. I have no idea if that's true or not. I have no idea what their cash flow situation is. I'm looking for an explanation as to why.
I've wondered that out loud.
Yeah.
Ben Standig even asked at one point. I think it was Standig who's joining us at 3 o'clock. We can ask him about this. He asked Rivera about that, if I remember correctly, earlier this offseason. He's like, were you told you're not allowed to spend at any point? And Rivera said, no, that's not the case.
So, yeah, and who knows? I mean, I heard Ron Rivera say that it's not cost-effective to go to Richmond for training camp. It's an NFL organization. What do you mean cost-effective?
Did he say that?
Yeah, like, what are we... Now, maybe it's just a figure of speech, but when you add some of these things up, I'm kind of going, wait a minute here, you know? That's possibility number one.
I never heard that.
Possibility number two is, we're good. We're just like the Bills. We're a complete roster. We are ready to go. This is as good as we can make it. We don't need anything else. Those are the two possibilities I see. I disagree with both assessments. Where's my urgency? If you've got an opportunity that you think you have with this week's schedule, let's go. This is why you don't overspend in previous years when you're not going to be that good. We're going to go 7-9. This is when you push some chips in here. You got this brand new quarterback you seem to think that nobody has questions about, or at least you don't. Every possible tool, let's go. What about this defense that you let pieces walk away? You're at a net minus in terms of what you've added or lost when it comes to the D. Where's the urgency? I don't get it.
When did he say the cost-effective thing about Richmond?
I heard it with JP and B-Mitch this morning, driving around, that JP mentioned that he had said that.
I've never heard that. I'm going to have to text him and try to find out when he said that. I mean, that would be more evidence to their at least cognizant of what's being spent.
Mm-hmm.
That's somewhat telling, no? In an offseason where you've done almost nothing in free agency, as I connect dots? Ben Standing of The Athletic joins us next. We'll ask him about that. Also, we got that audio of Jameis Winston saying something hilarious over the weekend. I just think he's the funniest guy in sports, inadvertently. So you'll hear that on Grant and Danny next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.